This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
That chick is a walking doll. She really knows how to carry on.
I'm Susie Hansen. Tonight, we're featuring a 40-year veteran of the blues rock scene, guitarist Tinsley Ellis. He's shared a stage with the masters, Willie Dixon, Albert Collins, Sun Seals, Coco Taylor, Buddy Guy, Otis Rush, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. He supported the next generation of talent in Derek Trucks and Johnny Lang, and he's lived his entire adult life on the road.
Maybe everything will be all right. I take her to the coolest show in town.
Like a lot of American teenagers in the 1960s, Ellis first heard American blues through British invasion bands. A friend's older brother suggested listening to B.B. King, who just happened to be performing in their town that week. One B.B. King concert, and Tinsley Ellis was hooked. He taught himself blues guitar by playing along with records at a slower speed and then speeding them back up until he could nail each song. Ellis was also listening to the Allman Brothers and Leon Russell, and that Southern roots rock flowed into his sound, too. He played in other people's bands the rest of the 1960s and 70s, formed his own band in the early 80s, and made the leap to solo artist a few years later. Tinsley Ellis performed for the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society at the historic Orpheum Theater earlier this year. It was part of an intensive tour in support of his 19th album, Winning Hand. That album debuted at number one on the Blues Billboard chart, a fact that belies his self-deprecating self-description of being the best guitarist you may never heard of. Here's Tinsley Ellis and his band on February 9th, 2018.
Try not to cut myself. I do just what damn pleases me. Don't need nobody here. I know I made some big mistakes. I know I ain't part of your plan. How can you stand the sound of a broken man? How can you
Traveling bone on the day I was born. I left my only home. Find what I'm looking for. They say the world must be round. So I sail the seven seas. But they're searching for a brand. A symbol of life till they finally made the gear, took away that job of mine. Now I'm out here on this corner. I got a hose in both my shoes. Well, I got nowhere to turn, got me nothing to lose. The blues, I could sell my soul to the devil for a dime. Sell my soul to the devil for a dime. I sell my soul to the devil for a dime. Sell my soul to the devil for a dime. Been out on this boulevard since 1969. Finding work was so damn hard. Thought about stepping off of the line. And now I got someday my ticket. My ticket number got to win. But a cold wind is blowing down the back of my coat again. Ain't it a sin? I could sell my soul to devil for a dime. Like nowadays, ain't nothing made to last. One day you got it all, then it disappears so damn fast. And hard love, well, it's on and off again. Never wins. Yeah. You walked out on our love. I stayed through thick and thin. And after all that we've been through, baby, now you're telling me this is the end, and I love. Well, it's on and off once again. Well, I know you wanna quit me, baby. But a quitter never wins. Have any blues fans in the house tonight? What? It seems like nowadays, love a word that no one means. 'Cause you swore you'd never leave me, honey. Then you hop and walked out on tea. And well, it's on and off once again. Well, I know you wanna quit me, baby, but a quitter never wins.
I needed that. Well, thanks for coming out tonight. It's great to be here. You know, I used to play up here in Sioux Falls a lot, and then it seemed like now we only get to come up every 5 years or so, and I just want you to know I missed you. Had some wild times back in the day at the Pomp Room, you know. And the rainbow, that's right. The limelight. So I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to do a song for you. A few years ago, we had a chance to go to Memphis to be a part of the Blues Music Awards. And it was really cool hanging out with our friends there and watching them play and stuff like that. We got to play a couple of songs ourselves there. And we wore suits. Looked pretty good, too. But anyway, first song we played that night there was the one we just did, A Quitter Never Wins. And the second song we played is the one we're gonna do right now. And usually I invite people to get up and dance at this point of the show, but I'm not sure that's gonna happen tonight. But if you feel like it, just do it, you know? It's a Friday night, what can I say? Anyway, this one's called Midnight Ride, and it goes like this. A one, a two, you know what to do. When the train left the station, I was nowhere around the night. I was downtown on Beale, feeling good and taking my time. Now it's late and I need to go. Calling you just to let you know. Let's all get together and take a midnight ride. Get a tank full of gas, better hurry, cause the time is tight. For us to get to Dallas, be there by the morning light. Together and take a midnight ride. We'll be right back.
the stereo. When you're listening to Sam and Dave, hard to keep the pedal off the floor. Take a midnight ride. Let's all get together and take a midnight ride. Let's all get together and take a midnight ride. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tinsley Ellis, recorded earlier this year in Sioux Falls. This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Thanks so much, everybody. That's a song off the instrumental CD. The name of that album is Get It, and that one's called Catalunya. I hope you like that. So I didn't realize when I first got here that that this joint right here is next door to the first place I ever played in town, which is right, or is it right over there?
Yeah.
Was that the Limelight?
Yeah.
And John Stever brought us here for the very first time to play.
Yeah.
And we played here for a whole weekend, and we had a good time. We went out snowmobiling and stuff like that. I'd never done anything like that before. I'm from Florida and Georgia, so, you know, I don't think there's one snowmobile down there. But anyway, and at the time, I had just been signed to the Alligator Records label, and I had done my very first album for Alligator, and that album was called Georgia Blue. So I'm going to play a song for you, and I'm going to do it just like I would have done it that night. Hopefully a little better, 28 years later, you know. But anyway, this is an old Freddie King number, and this one's called Double Eyed Whammy, and it goes like this. One, a two. She whooped the double-eyed whammy on me. I can't count from a one to three. She's so fine, gonna make her mine. She's so fine. She whooped the double-eyed whammy on me. I'm gonna take her out tomorrow night. Maybe everything will be all right. Take her to the coolest show in town. So I know my way around. She's so fine, I'm gonna make her mine. She's so fine, she whooped the double-eyed whammy on me. She's got a whoop it on me Saturday night. But maybe everything will be all right. She'll be mine for the rest of my life. She's so fine, gonna make her mine. She's so fine, she whooped the double-eyed whammy on me. Oh, All right, so over here on the bass guitar, he's never even been up here, let alone play a show up here in the Dakotas. How about a big hand for Kevin McCann on the bass? Making his Sioux Falls debut. And back on the drums, my main man, Eric Kaczynski. Give it up for Eric. And I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Tinsley Ellis. It's great to be here tonight.
But the eagle up and died last month. Only one thing for tea to do. Go see my pawnbroker. Gotta see him today. Take care of my guitar, and I'll be back again someday. I swore I couldn't find a job. I was too busy holding up this bar stool. Now when the bill collector come to call, yeah, I'll see my pawnbroker. Got his ticket in my hand, yes I do. Now a lot of folks don't know him, but the blues man, he understand. Dig it. Thank you. unexpected pleasure. Bring your check, but baby, let me hold the door. We're going to get my guitar so I can play for you some more. I'll sing my ponderoo, but I'll be smiling today, yeah. And when I get my guitar, this is what I'm gonna play.
You want to hear one more song? You got to let them know. Tinsley Ellis.
Thanks so much, everybody. I didn't come all the way up here to Sioux Falls to stop at 9:30, no way. But I am gonna get this guitar in tune here. And I am gonna tell you a joke too. So this guy goes into a bar and he's looking really troubled, right? And he goes up to the bartender and he says, "What's the most expensive drink you got?" The bartender says, "I've got this $40 a shot scotch." The trouble man says, "Hit me." So he knocks back that $40 shot of scotch. He says, "Hit me again." He knocks that $40 scotch back. He goes, "All right, make it a double this time." That'd be $80 for those of you keeping score. He knocks that double back. He knocks another three or four doubles back in rapid succession. And the bartender finally says, "I hate to say this, sir, but I've never seen a man drink so fast before." And the man says, trouble man says, "Well, if you had what I had, you'd drink that fast too." And the bartender says, "Well, what do you got?" The man says, $3. You like that, didn't you? I knew you'd like that.
Yeah.
that river keep rising? Water gonna overflow. That river keep rising. Flood water gonna overflow. Just like that old river, baby, it's my time to go. Banks gonna override, everything torn apart. The banks gonna override, everything torn apart. You know I can't quit you, I can't send back my heart. Kevin McCann. Eric Kaczynski. And my name is Tinsley Ellis. We had a great time playing for you, but we gotta go. Now we're gonna have the CDs for sale right over there in the lobby, at the corner of the lobby right over there. And we'll be over there autographing them. If you wanna get a CD, step right up, don't be shy. You've been a great crowd, and I hope I don't have to wait 5 more years to come back and play in Sioux Falls. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Tinsley Ellis and his band recorded at the Sioux Falls Orpheum Theater on February 9th, 2018. Learn more about Ellis and his long career at his website, tinsleyellis.com. It includes links to print, radio, and TV interviews, as well as a current touring schedule. This concert was recorded by Ragtime Studios. It was part of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society's annual concert series. Find more information about the Society and its events, including Jazz Fest, at sfjb.org. You can listen to this and other episodes of No Cover, No Minimum Radio at our website, listen.sdpb.org. I'm Susie Hansen. Thanks for tuning in to this concert from South Dakota for South Dakota only on SDPB.
I can't count from a 1 to 3.